Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. How are you, friend? It is time now for your Shark Bites, all sponsored by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoncongress.com. There's all kinds of events there that you should definitely check out. The weather forecast for today, well, it's not going to be so beautiful today. A rain forecast for today, a high of 50 degrees tonight, more rain. And then tomorrow, I thought it was going to be beautiful. No, rain likely in the morning, but then it does clear up by Saturday night. So put on your good shoes on Saturday night and go out, celebrate mom. Sunday, Mother's Day, sunny 64, and then it just gets better from there. Monday and Tuesday next week, sunny with temps in the 70s. Sure, when we go back to work. Nice. Well, we have a new pope, Pope Leo the 14th. He is the very first American pope that in the history of the church. He's 69 years old. He was chosen to be the 267th pope by the conclave after more than two-thirds of the cardinals voted for him to succeed the late Francis. Dan Alexander is in the news tank, and there is disturbing news about things happening at Portsmouth High School. What's going on, Dan?
A Portsmouth High School assistant track coach was charged with one count of attempted sex trafficking of a minor after trying to pay cash for sex with a 14-year-old girl. A Homeland Security's investigation affidavit filed in U.S. District Court in Maine alleges Joseph Auger went to a South Portland hotel with $150 in cash to meet the teen on April 30th, but was instead greeted by federal agents. According to a message to parents from Portsmouth School Superintendent Zach McLaughlin, Auger, a former student athlete, was fired from his position. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thanks, Dan. The DOT is paving around the Lee traffic circle, so you're going to have to slow down a bit there. And there is flooding from all the rain on Route 27 in Raymond yesterday. There was a flood that you had to go slowly as you were traveling down the road, so do be aware of that. The Celtics play tomorrow against the Knicks in the semifinals. The C's are down in that series 2-0. Coming up, if you missed it yesterday, John Cannon was in the Shark Tank from NHPBS quizzing me on some of the questions on New Hampshire Granite State Challenge. We'll have a replay of that coming up in 15 on The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. We have him on the show every week. John Cannon, host of Granite State Challenge on NHPBS. The show airs tonight at 8:30. If you listen to the segment every week, you know that John will give me questions that the kids know off the top of their heads. And I'm going to try my best to answer them. John, what schools are on the show tonight?
Bedford, taking on perennial powerhouse Merrimack. So we've got a great matchup this week. Young, up-and-coming team against established powerhouse.
Wow. All right. Are we still doing that speed round thing this week or what?
We are going to do the speed round from the last game
that
Bedford played in, which was against Profile High School a few weeks ago. So I'm going to give you the choice of two categories from the 62nd round. We'll do the fast five. And here's the categories. The first one is called Isn't It Ironic? And the second category is called 2M.
I'm going to go with Isn't It Ironic because Alanis Morissette.
The answers to the following will include the word iron or the letters I-R-O-N.
Oh, boy. All right.
In that order, okay?
Oh, God.
So this could be very
embarrassing. Last week, I was so bad last week.
Last week was some tough categories. I'm not going to lie. So just remember, every correct answer either has the word iron in it or has those four letters, I-R-O-N, in that order.
All right.
Number one, in his other life, industrialist Tony Stark is this hero.
Iron Man.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, this imaginary barrier separated the Soviet bloc from the rest of Europe during the Cold War.
Oh, that would be the Iron Curtain.
Because so far, so good.
Oh, okay.
This lasted from around 1200 to 500 BCE.
The Iron Period.
Oh, so close. It's the Iron Age. The Iron Age.
Come on, that's close enough. Age period, whatever.
Okay. All right, we'll let our judge and decide whether that's going to stand, Sarah.
Okay.
All right, number four, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was known by this nickname.
The Iron Lady.
That is right. Mm. And last but not least, this American rock band is known for the song In Agata De Vida.
In Agata De Vida, baby. That would be Iron Maiden.
No.
Wait. Okay. That would be Iron Butterfly.
That's the right Iron Band. Yes. I actually had Iron Maiden in this category, but I skipped it because I didn't want to give you too many classic rock questions.
I wanted
to mix it up.
All right, I gotcha. All right.
All right.
Let's do the other category coming up with John Cannon from NHPBS, the host of Granite State Challenge, up next on the show. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. It's the Shark Morning Show. Here we go. We're doing part two with John Cannon from NHPBS Granite State Challenge. What's the second category that we're doing this time?
It is called 2M.
2M.
The answers to all of the following will include words with two consecutive letter M's.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
I like it. All right.
You got it? You locked in?
Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right, Sarah. Here we go. We'll start the clock. This network of cells, tissues, and organs helps protect you from disease. It doesn't have to start with two M's. It just has to have them in there.
Your immune system.
Your immune system.
Oh,
excellent.
MM, double M's. Okay,
double
I get
M.
it now. All right.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go. This is a set of rules for how language is structured, which most writers try to follow.
A set of rules. The grammar.
The grammar.
Rules.
Well done.
Okay.
Speaking of which, make sure you put one of these in an introductory clause.
New paragraph. I don't know.
It's
what.
A punctuation mark.
A punctuation. It's a punctuation. Oh, a period.
Oh, it's everybody's favorite.
It's a comma.
It's a comma. You got it. You got it. All right. This could be the top of a mountain or a meeting between world leaders.
Summit.
A summit.
Yes.
And last but not least, Peter Gabriel had a hit with this smashing song.
Sledgehammer.
Love the bass line in that song. So good.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Oh, yeah. Oh, I
not
didn't do that.
Okay. Sarah, for a fast five. You did great.
All right.
You
I
got
think,
them all.
You know, I think last week was a total setup. Like, I listened back to it. I'm like, I have no idea. Where are these questions coming from?
Well, let me tell you, I've done a lot of 60-second rounds over the years. Both of these categories, I'll tell you, the team scored 9 out of 10 and 8 out of 10 on these categories.
Okay,
so both
good.
Teams did real well on these categories.
Good.
Whereas I don't remember what they were from last week, but
those were
more challenging.
All right, John Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, host of Granite State Challenge. It is on tonight on NHPBS at 8:30. Always love having you here, John. Thanks so much.
Always love being here, Sarah.
I'm Sarah Sullivan. How are you? Good to see you.
Classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Like, for real, it's really good to see you. Your Shark Bites, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysonconquerors.com. If you haven't checked out the event space, they have something for everyone at Jimmy's. Check it out. The weather forecast for today, well, it doesn't look like sunshine and rainbows today. Unfortunately, it is going to be a little cloudy and rainy. However, tomorrow... Okay, some rain coming in tomorrow as well. But then Saturday night is all going to clear. And guess what? Mother's Day, beautiful. Sunny with a high of 64. Monday and Tuesday, sunny as well with temps in the 70s. So, hey, we can't complain too much, you know? It's Mother Nature. She could do a lot worse. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank, and just be forewarned, he has some disturbing news coming out of Portsmouth High School. What's going on, Dan?
Sarah, a Portsmouth High School assistant track coach, was charged with one count of attempted sex trafficking of a minor after trying to pay cash for sex with a 14-year-old girl. A Homeland Security's investigation affidavit filed in U.S. District Court in Maine alleges Joseph Auger went to a South Portland hotel with $150 in cash to meet the teen on April 30th, but was instead greeted by federal agents. According to a message to parents from Portsmouth School Superintendent Zach McLaughlin, Auger, a former student athlete, was fired from his position. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And Mother's Day, some of the best places to take mom? Well, if she's never been to the Tuckaway Tavern, I can certainly vouch for that. It's about a mile from my house. That's a good suggestion. You want to get there early. And don't be starving when you arrive, because there's going to be a wait. I'm just saying. Also, the Copper Door, they've got a couple locations, one in Bedford and one in Salem. That's always nice. The River House, right on the water. Surf on the water in downtown Portsmouth. Or maybe you want to take her to the Foundry. It's got that nice mill feel with good American food. So there you go. A couple of suggestions for mom. Also, coming up just after 8, what mom really wants. You might be surprised, but no mother I know will be. That's on the way on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Well, remember the Tom Brady roast? Here are some highlights from comics and guests and Tom himself.
Tom Brady, why do you look like a gay Tom Brady?
You have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back. Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me, no, that not real money. Like,
high cheekbones, silky hair. You remind me too much of my stepdad now.
Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
Well, Tom was recently on a podcast, and he was asked if he regretted doing his 2024 roast. Tom said, yeah, but only for this reason.
I regret that my kids, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud 9. And I think that moment, I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. I felt like a stake through the heart.
I don't know about you, but I still miss them on the field at Foxborough. But hey, this coming season, it looks like it might be a great one with what happened in the draft. Pretty cool stuff on the way. It's 102.1, 105.3 The Shark, your official New England Patriots station. What's up, my friend? It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah. It's The Shark Morning Show. Well, check this out. Roger Daltrey has been a rock star since the 60s. He is 81 years old. And one of his fans, it really doesn't stop this woman from heckling him to play a Who classic during his acoustic set in England last month. Check it out.
Team Norway! What? Team Norway!
Thank you.
It's not good, it's Team Norway!
Shut the f*** up!
Translation, open your ears and listen to this. I can imagine people can be demanding. You got to remember, the people that we idolize there, they put on their pants just like you and me. That's a fact, Jack. But yeah, we're really excited. Yesterday, the Who announced their tour. They're going to be at Fenway Park on August 26th. Tickets go on sale on the 16th, Friday the 16th, but you're going to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them coming up next Thursday. More details on the way on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Well, Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you're wondering where to take mom, I've got the perfect place.
This Mother's Day, give mom what she really wants. Welcome to the Napping Place, the only spa where moms experience the rarest indulgence known to womankind. Forget massages and flowers. Here we specialize in complete, uninterrupted unconsciousness. Sure, dads do it every day. We just made it a luxury, the Napping Place. Book now before she wakes up.
Oh, my poor stepdaughter, Maya, she just had a baby, and the beautiful Theo, we call him Theodorable. I think I stole that from one of her employees. But anyway, she hasn't slept in 9 months. So here are the top 3 things that moms really want, according to nobody else but me. Number 3, you plan the day. Don't just ask mom, hey, what do you want to do on Sunday? It's your special day. What do you want to do? I don't know. I don't want to make every single decision for a change. Number 2, you know that list that your mother checks off silently? For instance, doing all the yard work, reorganizing the basement, cleaning out all the stuff out of the garage. Why don't you take on that responsibility for a change? And the number one thing that mom really wants, even if you don't do any of that stuff, the number one thing that mom really wants is either words of affirmation to your face, tell her how much you love her, or if you can't do that without bawling your eyes out, I get it, write it down. A handwritten note or a card, that would be amazing. Happy Mother's Day. Speaking of parents, coming up right around 7:15, Tom Brady says he regrets a lot of the roast. Remember that Tom Brady roast? I'll give you more details coming up on the show. Well, that's my cue. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Thank you so much for being here on this new day. It feels like a new day, doesn't it? Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's the new Pope that's doing it for us. But anyway, if you've been paying attention, we are giving away a $1,500 gift certificate to Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Wouldn't that be great for Mother's Day? If you entered, if you went to the Shark app or shark1053.com and you put your name in, and your name is Janet Boyd from Berwick, you won a $1,500 gift certificate. Congratulations, Janet Boyd. And if you're not Janet and you're like, oh, Sarah, you know, I could really use a new couch or whatever, it's okay. We've got another shot for you coming up next Friday. So I'll announce another winner, and it could be you this time. Just go to the Shark app or at shark1053.com. You can always get accessories, too. Like, I always go into Cardi's. I'm like, I really don't need, you know, too much furniture, but I could use a new lamp or maybe refresh that art on the wall. They've got it all right there. So congratulations to Janet Boyd. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark.